Cape Talk.
The US Report.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan in New York. A very good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ads. I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
Absolutely fine. Thank you so much. And then starting off with Donald Trump, what's the latest?
Well, so President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday that U.S. Representative Tom Moreno, a Pennsylvania Republican, has withdrawn his name from consideration to become the nation's next drug czar. So the congressman's withdrawal comes after a joint CBS 60 Minutes and Washington Post report revealed that Moreno took nearly $100,000 from the pharmaceutical lobby while sponsoring a bill that made it easier for drug companies to distribute opioids across American communities and subsequently thwart the Drug Enforcement Agency. So a DEA whistleblower told the television program that the U.S. government slowed down enforcement against large pharmaceutical companies just as the opioid in epidemic was taking hold. So the slowdown in DEA busts, which was helped by the bill, came alongside a recent spike in opioid overdoses and deaths, including fentanyl-related overdose deaths that increased nearly 600%. In some of America's largest cities over the last 3 years. So here, Abs, I have a clip of Trump explaining the situation on radio this morning.
Healthcare across state lines, people can buy, will cost the government nothing. You'll go out, private insurers are going to give you incredible health care. And I'll tell you what, this will take, and I can sign it myself. I don't need anybody. I would have done it earlier, except I was hoping that they were going to put this through and I'd have it in the bill. But right. We're signing tomorrow a health care package that will cover, I don't know, people say 30%, people say 25%, and some people say it could be 50%. It's going to cover a large percentage of the people.
It shows a president who is defying his own party, which couldn't get her health care repeal done.
That's not the right one, but oh,
All right, not a problem at all. But
no worries. That's about the health insurance. Mm-hmm. But Marino's withdrawal marks the 16th or so Trump supporter to have withdrawn his or her nomination for a position in the administration. So it's one after the other.
Yeah, no. And then the Chelsea bomber, what's the latest there?
Yeah, a jury found Ahmad Rahimi convicted in 8 federal charges Monday in connection with a September 2016 bombing that wounded 30 people in New York's Chelsea district. So after a 2-week trial and roughly 4 hours of jury deliberation, Rahimi was found guilty over the use and attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction, a homemade pressure cooker bomb, as well as bombing a public place, destroying property by means of fire or explosives, and using a destructive device in furtherance of a crime of violence. So Rahimi faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison and did not show any emotion as the verdict was read in court. So prosecutors had argued that Rahimi was influenced by Osama bin Laden, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, and that he was a soldier involved in a holy war.
So then, just to be clear, he's not found guilty under the normal criminal acts in the United States. He is officially then found guilty as a terrorist.
Yes, that is true. But these charges that he was found guilty of, are terrorism related charges.
All right. And then a hashtag, Adrian, that's been doing the rounds and certainly gaining momentum. Hashtag Me Too.
Right. So last week, after dozens of women in Hollywood shared allegations of sexual harassment and rape against Harvey Weinstein, the exposure went further. So on Sunday, actress Alyssa Milano encouraged all women who'd been sexually harassed or assaulted to tweet hashtag me too. Within 24 hours, it had been tweeted 500,000 times and spread across other social networks, with some women sharing their personal stories, and others simply asking and opinions. Melissa Milano, who starred in this 80s sitcom, Who's the Boss, observed that it gives, quote, us all extreme heartache, but also strength and fortitude, unquote. So I know, Abs, that my Facebook feed has been flooded with these hashtag stories, and most of my female friends have been retweeting it. It's quite something to see over here. And it just came out that Roy Price, who is the head of Amazon Studios, their arm of movie production, has just resigned over a sexual misconduct allegation.
Ah. All right. Edwin, we continue to listen to these stories and chat to you on Friday now again, but thank you so much for joining us. A very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Abs. My pleasure, as always.
Thank you so much, Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York.